This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The future of National Milk CWT program, cooperatives working together, continues to evolve. And joining us with an update from our nation's capital is National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris, what's being planned for the future of the CWT program?
Yes, for the first time in at least a decade, we've spent a lot of this year looking at what our Cooperatives Working Together program does with its export assistance program and really rethinking what the program should do in the future. We've had our member cooperative staff and some farmers put their heads together this spring, Bill, about ways that we can expand the program, not in terms of the membership financial commitment, but just using those dollars in new and different ways. So next Thursday, the National Milk Board of Directors, which ultimately oversees the CWT program, is going to vote on a package of changes to refresh, renew, and reinvigorate the CWT program. And then what will happen after that is that individual co-ops, including those that are not members of CWT now, but hopefully will consider joining in the future, they will have to go back to their members, their board of directors, to decide to join the program starting next year. So all these changes that we're talking about, which I'll get to in a moment, Bill, they are to take effect come January 1, 2025, with the idea that we will get member commitments this fall, and they will endorse the program internally and contribute to the program starting next year.
The CWT program's been around now for, what, more than 20 years now, and we've seen this continually evolve. What kind of changes are on the horizon, Chris?
Yes, the program started in 2003 with its herd retirement program, and we've had our export assistance program in place for most of those 20 years, but now that's our primary, really exclusive focus for the program. And so the money that we collect from our members is pooled to help provide a bonus that bridges the gap between the world price and, in some cases, the U.S. price to export certain products. So what we're talking about changing, Bill, is actually expanding the varieties of cheese that we will support. Right now, it's primarily focused on American-style cheeses, but we want to have more cheese varieties, including mozzarella, be part of that list that our members can submit bids for. We're going to create targeted pilot programs to help address the ability of our members to sell value-added skim milk powder to Southeast Asia, as well as cheese sales to Central America and the Caribbean. We think that both of those markets are ripe for the taking, and if we put more foot on the gas, so to speak, that we'll be able to do more with respect to powder sales in Asia and cheese sales closer to home in the Caribbean. The other thing that we're looking at is some program changes that will allow our members to extend the eligible delivery periods from 6 months to 12 months and removing any volume limits on how much they can export, at least on a trial basis. And then ultimately, we're going to create an advisory group to provide strategic direction to our operations, because basically we have a slim staff that oversees the day-to-day business operations of CWT, so we're going to have a mixed group of co-op experts and farmers to provide some longer-term, high-level strategic direction to our members and to our staff. So ultimately, these are a package of things that they were endorsed by a task force that put them together, and then next Thursday, we hope that our board of directors will similarly give this program the green light to go forward in the future.
This program pretty much affects all dairy farmers here in the U.S. and its co-ops, doesn't it?
That's an important point. It's a voluntary program. It's not a checkoff. It gets no government money or checkoff money, and we would love to have more support because you're right. Ultimately, co-ops have to decide to pay in. It's a voluntary pay-to-play program, and it is a rising tide that lifts the wherewithal, the bottom line of all farmers, whether their co-ops are paying in or not, which is why we're talking about expanding the program, making it more useful, and ultimately farmers, whether their co-ops export certain products or not, they will see the value in contributing to the program because the more resources we have, the more we can do for all U.S. dairy farmers.
Well, thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Members Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. You can find more at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.